The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bopp. And of course, it's Thursday, and it's Trish Clark. So it's always, I should just say, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, honey.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, how are you? You know, you're looking bright-eyed and ready to go.
Well, I'm here.
Your hair's on top of your head where it belongs, and, you know, rings
good,
on
huh?
and all that.
That's
oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:07 in the morning here on the 25th of June. And what's the weather look like?
The weather looks like it's 81 degrees in downtown Reading at the
weather,
studio.
The weather looks like it's going to be hot.
And
that
like it's going to be hot. We're looking for a high today. Record-breaking 112, mostly clear with a low around 76 this evening, and 113 on Friday. Saturday, we're going to cool a little down to a mere 106, Sunday 102, and then, gosh darn it, back up next week. It's going to be hot, hot.
It's going to be so hot.
And the weather, as always, is brought to us by
our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Of course, it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, we've got an absolutely full show today. And we're going to start off with David Salvano from Cigar Aficionado. Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Doing great.
So how hot is it back in New York?
It's not as hot as it is back there. My jaw is falling on the floor after hearing those forecast temperatures. It's about 80 degrees. It's going to be about 80 degrees over here today, I guess.
Yeah, but you've got the city there. Here we've got, not only do we have the heat, we also have a four-year drought we're working on, and 8,000 firefighters right now fighting the Tahoe, Lake Tahoe fire. So you may not want to go out to Lake Tahoe for the next day or two.
Well, my hat's off to them. It's serious work.
Hey, speaking of serious work, let's talk about Cigar Aficionado. Like your cover this month, Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, thanks very much. Yeah, he's on the cover. He's on True Detective. We're happy to have him. He's holding a Cohiba cigar and looking pretty serious.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing I like about it is that, one, Vince Vaughn is a, you know, though he's a part of Hollywood and he's done a lot of these movies, his viewpoints on things are more middle America than they are to, your typical Hollywood kind of guy.
That's true. He definitely doesn't have the typical Hollywood stance, I guess you could say. He is a believer in the rights of people to have guns, and he's pretty outspoken about that in the press.
Which can be, yeah, but you know what? Vince Vaughn, who is known as a comedian, I mean, he does comedic work, and now in this True Detective, and he had another movie too. I think he's had a couple of the movies where he plays some harsh characters.
Yes, he can do serious very well. Of course, he is best known for his comedic roles, you know, Dodgeball and Couples Retreat, The Breakup, Four Christmases. Wedding Crashers,
yeah.
That's a great movie. He's hilarious in that.
You know that famous...
He does that so well.
There's such a famous line in there. My wife still says it. When she pours, his girlfriend pours the Bactine all over his wounds from the football game, and he goes something about leaving, she says, "I find you." And you look at her face, and you go, "Oh, my God, this is, we've all known one like this." Hey, I just want to say thank you for the in FedEx just arrived yesterday some great, great cigars, and I appreciate.
Oh, good!
That.
I know you
thank
enjoy
you.
The cigars. Happy to get them out to you. You know, we'd love to spread the wealth for people who enjoy a great cigar.
Well, I've already shared them with my engineer here, who was sniffing it, and when I left, he had it like planted underneath his nose. saving it for the weekend, aren't you, there, Bad Bob?
Yes, that's going to be Sunday after I've done the Dancing with the Stars marathon all day Saturday, and we get home at about 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Once I regain consciousness, I'm going to go outside, clear a space, and relax.
Yeah, he has to clear a space because he lives out in the country, so we have to have defensible space when we smoke out here. So. No, that's how bad it
is.
You have
dry.
To clear a 3-foot circle around yourself out here. Okay. Hey, what other parts about the magazine? I mean, I saw where we're talking about saving the tobacco crops from the Cuban tobacco crop from years ago. Clothes to wear. I mean, just the whole thing.
Sure. Yeah, there's a great article in there about a Cuban engineer who's a real scientist who. Was key in creating hybrids of tobaccos to protect the tobacco crop from diseases. And we had one of our editors drive out to the outskirts of Havana to find him on his little farm where he's semi-retired. And one of the interesting things about that man is the first thing the editor saw was this mini chicken. And this tobacco geneticist had actually taken his studies and transferred it to chickens, where he bred a mini chicken that he calls a bonsai chicken. So it's just a little chicken running around the property that he's all proud of, and very strange stuff over
any,
there.
He didn't see any dwarf. He didn't see any little small children or anything that had mustaches, did he? Or, look, have you checked your reporter since he's been back? Is he doing little strange things you see in bad movies?
Gotta watch out for that guy. Not too sure.
Yeah. See, there you
There's
go.
Probably my favorite story in the book is this profile we did of the oldest living American veteran of the Second World War, Richard Overton. He's 109 years old, and boy, does he love his cigars. He's quite a man.
Well, when they called it, the Greatest Generation, there was a reason for that. My dad fought in the war. My mom was a member of the armed forces during World War II in the Army. We've got a number of them around here, but gosh, and every month, or not every month, but every time they can get the, do fundraisers, they fly, they're called honor flights, and we fly World War II vets back to D.C. where they're taken to the World War II Memorial. And it's yeah, it's just a great, and this isn't just here in California, it happens all over. So, and you try to, you try to get as many back there as you can.
It's funny you mentioned the Honor Flight. The person who introduced me to this man is the chairman of Honor Flight Austin, Alan Bergeron. And he flew Richard Overton to the memorial in D.C. From his home in Texas, so he could, visit that and make the journey there. I spoke to Overton. He's an amazing man, 109 years old. He starts every day by getting up first thing in the morning, usually around 3 or 4 in the morning. And one of the first things he does is he lights a cigar and sits down on his porch and relaxes. And he smokes a dozen cigars every day. He's been smoking cigars, he says, since the age of 18, which is 90 years. And he still drinks the occasional bit of whiskey. He likes whiskey and cigars. He's my kind of guy. In addition to being a hero for being a veteran of World War II, he fought on Iwo Jima, among other places. He's just a remarkable human being.
Wait, so was he a Marine then?
He was in the Army, so he was on the second wave to arrive on Iwo Jima, the Army support to come in after the Marines.
Okay.
And, he served in the Pacific Theater, and he was drafted at a fairly old age, which makes him, he's now being called the oldest living American veteran of the Second World War. He's met President Obama, and he's become quite the celebrity in his hometown of Austin. People love him, and Once you meet him and once you read about him, it's easy to see the appeal of this guy. He's quite a fella.
That's great. Hey, we're with David Sabana, who's the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. Is it executive editor? Am I right here?
Yes, executive editor. You got it right, Carl.
Well, yeah. You know what? It's only taken me 6 months. We've talked to David over the, gosh, I don't know how many times now, at least 4 or 5 times. And I've really enjoyed the articles, anywhere from pro football to golf to one article on Cuba. Cuba's opening up, and you had a lot of information in that last article, on your last publication on Cuba, and that was really interesting. And so, and just like the magazine itself is a glossy, high class magazine with that you read. It's kind of like the old, I don't know what you call it, the gentleman's magazine that is just the good. yeah, GQ or something like it used to be. And now this one is, you know, the best food, you know, watches, best places to travel, all that stuff.
I think you need to be sharing that magazine with me, Carl, at the end of, after you get done with it.
Well, there's one sitting, yeah, there's one sitting on my, in fact, on my desk back there because I was, you know, I like going through them. I tell you what, we have to take a quick break right here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's, with any type of coffee, lattes, and then cold drinks and brews and wines, everything at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just full of highly rated cigars, rated by, of course, Cigar Aficionado. All there at Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business. Give them a call. Stop by 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. What is it?
Speedway's track day and night is today, June 25th. Just think, you could be driving your own car on the Shasta Speedway racetrack. You'll get a full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection of your car. You don't want to miss your chance to race your own street car on the racetrack. Not only test the limits of your car, but test your limits as a driver. You never know. You could gain some serious bragging points with family and friends. Run your car or one of the rentals. Get one full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection. Only $75. It's today, June 25th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Customized sessions, fast pass, novice no experience, pace laps by reservation only. Go to Shasta-Speedway.com or call 530-515-8282. The Shasta Speedway track day and night is today, June 25th, and brought to you in part by Coors Light, Blue Moon, Lithia Toyota, Tri-Counties Bank, Paint Mart, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson RV, Record Searchlight, Harvest Printing, Pepsi, Budweiser, Cicada Cantina, Applebee's, Logan's, Rock Auto, and this radio station.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It's Thursday morning, the 25th of June, 7:21. 81 degrees out there, going up to 100 and...
Oh, 112.
Whoa, hot time in the city. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, rated a top 100 hospital in the nation for the third year in a row, and the top cardiac, one of the top cardiac, top 50 cardiac hospitals. All this at Shasta Regional. Treating people well, 70th year. They said their 70th anniversary here a few weeks ago. Our guest, David Silvano, who is executive director, editor of Cigar Aficionado, just a fine magazine. I mean, if you're looking for travel, if you're looking, you can actually read this and not ever smoked a cigar. Is that right, David?
That's true. You know, we're certainly about cigars, but we have items for people who don't enjoy a cigar. We have golf, we have autos, watches, fashion. We try to have a little bit of everything. Never forgetting our core is the cigar and things around the cigar. But there are things for people who don't like cigars too.
You went through some of the golf courses.
You know the golf courses are great, right?
Oh yeah, you know San Andrews. I was at San Andrews and last summer, and didn't play because we were on one of those tours that you ran through Scotland, and so. It's got the beach there where Chariots of Fire was filmed, and it's just, I mean, it's just, and we did have time to go in that old, you know, that pub that's right next to the big hotel there. I'm trying to remember what the name of the pub is, but it's been there forever.
Sure, the one in the Old Course Hotel.
Yeah, the one next to it.
Okay,
and had a pint and watch people bounce balls around. So anyway, so what do you think? What do you think are some of the best courses there?
Well, the one you mentioned is on my bucket list. I'm jealous because you've been there. You didn't get a chance to play, but at least you've walked the grounds.
I
need to get to St. Andrews.
I think it's like $365 to play or something like that. It's £150, you know, for that one. But there's a lot of other good courses around there.
Sure. Yeah, that and the focus of this article that we have in the current issue, we call them five great golf trips, and it's not just focusing on one golf course in these different areas. We chose five spots around the world that are perfect for a longer golf vacation. So a place that has several golf courses to play, and the writer Larry Olmsted really did a fine job on this. Chose St. Andrews as one of those five places, and he not just talks about the old course, of course, the most famous course in Scotland and one of the most famous courses in the world, but he talks about surrounding courses that you could play while there and how to best enjoy the town of St. Andrews and where to smoke your cigars, where to have that pint that you talked about having. And one of the things I learned from reading the article that I didn't know before was that they actually close the old course at St. Andrews every Sunday, and it turns into a public park where you could take your dog, play a game of Frisbee, walk around. It almost sounds sacrilege to me to walk your dog on the old course at St. Andrews, but it turns into a public park that for the locals and visitors can enjoy, which I found very interesting.
Well, you know, when we were there, I'm thinking back now, because there's a lot of people walking around on the, course, and a lot of, tourists, but a lot of other people, and there were no golfers on that course. So maybe it was a Sunday we were there.
You're probably there on a Sunday.
Yeah,
sure.
So, okay. But that makes sense because it is. There's, everybody's walking around having a good time out there. Mainly tourists, but I think a lot of locals were out there too. Where's another couple places that if you want to go to and just, chase the ball but have a great time?
And chasing the ball is what it's all about because I don't always hit it straight. So there's a lot of chasing involved when I play. Pinehurst, one of the other areas listed in the story, is also on my bucket list for a golf buddy trip. And they have the number two course, which is the most famous at the resort. But there's 17, both on the grounds and in the immediate area that are recommended to play. And it's a wonderful place for people to go and enjoy. You know, you play your golf during the day, you retire at night to the cabin. Have drinks around the fireplace. There's even a ritual of chipping balls into the fireplace when the fire is not lit, of course. And the writer recommends getting a later tea time because you tend to have a few cocktails after the round and might need to sleep in.
I can't imagine that. David, where are y'all going to be going here in the future with Cigar Aficionado? What kind of
people can we expect to be in it, and the kind of kind of great stories y'all are doing.
Sure, always keeping the focus on trying to find interesting personalities from around the world to put on our cover, to share their stories. And I can't tell you who it is just yet, but I can promise you that our next cover, our September-October cover, which will be out in a couple of months, it's an A-lister, it's a very big-name celebrity, and someone who tends to be private. So we're very proud to have landed this this interview. That's coming in the immediate forefront. And then, we're going to be looking more closely at Cuba. As the U.S. and Cuba get closer together, we're at a point we haven't been at in more than 50 years. These countries are getting closer, talking about normalizing relations. Cuba's going to be of incredible importance to us. So we already do a lot of coverage of Cuba now. We plan to do a lot more in the immediate future and certainly in the long-term future to bring the island of Cuba to our readers, we like to think, as no other magazine does. We have editors who go down there every year, a couple times a year, and we know the territory. We've been going there for more than 20 years, so Cuba's going to be of continued and increasing importance to us and to our readers in the future.
I've recently made an acquaintance of an owner of one of the cigar clubs. I think it's the Havana Club in Los Angeles. Are there a lot of cigar clubs around? I was surprised when I looked it up that there seems like there's a number of them, at least in L.A.
There are. There are a fair number of them. I think you might be talking about the Grand Havana Room in Beverly Hills.
Right.
It's one of the most wonderful places in the world to smoke a cigar. They're not all that good, but there are many of them, and we actually have come up with an app called Where to Smoke. It's a free app. You can get it in the iTunes store for your Android. And we have right now in our database, I think the last number is about 2,200 locations around the United States.
Yeah.
The Grand Havana Room, of course, being at the upper echelon of these 2,200. That's a cigar bar. You can get a cocktail. You can get some food. You're in a beautiful atmosphere. So it's cigar bars. It's cigar shops that allow cigar smoking. They might have a little lounge at the TV, some nice comfortable couches, that type of thing. Even like restaurants with outdoor areas where that's legal. So there are some. There aren't enough, in my opinion. We always want to point our readers toward those places. So that's the key, having them find places where they can enjoy a great cigar.
Great. Hey, we've only got a couple minutes left here, David. Who are some of the? I mean, I've seen you always have a big name on the cover. What are some? Who are some of the other people that have been on the cover of Cigar Aficionado?
Sure. Well, just this year we've had Liam Neeson, Hugh Jackman, and of course the new one, Vince Vaughn. Prior to that, we've had going way back in time, classic stars Jack Nicholson, Demi Moore, Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Pierce Brosnan. We've had a number of great celebrities on the go. There's a couple that are still on my wish list, but we've had a lot of them. Yeah, if they enjoy a good cigar and they've got a fine story to tell, we want to have them on the cover. And occasionally we have a person on the cover who's not a cigar smoker if the story is good enough and the person's important enough, in our opinion.
Okay. Our guest has been David Silvano, who's the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. It's a great magazine. It has a lot of great, wonderful information and things that you probably wouldn't know. And this time it's an interview with the World War II's oldest veteran who smokes eight cigars a day?
12
cigars a day.
Actually 12. He claims to smoke 12.
12 cigars a day.
And the whiskey.
And the shot of whiskey, so that's great. So, I mean, maybe there's hope for all of us here. Anyway, hey, David, thanks a lot, and we'll get back to you when we have the next edition coming out. So thank you so much, and thank you so much for those cigars.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Carl. Happy to have been on the show.
You bet. Have a great summer.
Hey, Carl, great interview. I listened a lot because I learned a lot, and I want to read that magazine.
I've got it right here.
One more interesting fact, True Detective, the star that was on there.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn.
The theme song for this series this year is a Leonard Cohen song.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it is. Nevermind from his new album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. That's cool. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with our new veteran service officer for Shasta County, John Mack McCraw. So we'll be right back.
I'm a corner. I'm a gonna rave a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar.
time I call my baby. Try to get a date, my boss says.
No die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, July 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. This is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards from the American Songbook along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and our special guest, the phenomenal trombone player Joe Larson. For reservations, call 243-3377.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Here I stand, I'm your man.
Cohen.
If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Thursday, the 25th of June. 81 degrees out there. I don't believe that. I bet it's hotter than 81 right now. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment of the show with every type of jewelry you can possibly imagine, but they specialize in, I like to say, estate jewelry, but they've got all types of stuff.
They've got all kinds of wonderful jewelry.
Are you wearing your Four Winds Jewelry stuff today?
No, you are.
Of course you are. Right there on that, I recognize that.
Yeah,
Four Winds Jewelry. Go down and see Leonard, and he will have something for everybody, but if you don't see what you want, ask Leonard. He's got stuff snuck away back there in those safes. Plus, he can find it for you. Anything. I mean, if you want something from a relatively, you know, really nice but inexpensive piece of jewelry to those $250,000, $300,000 pieces of jewelry.
A nice collection of turquoise and all kinds of different pieces.
Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs, on open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're here finally with John Mac McCraw, not McGraw, McCraw, our new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And trust me, he is not like your usual Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. You know, I can say this, Dave and Bob and And those guys, you know, old guys, old Air Force guys. Now they have a young Air Force guy in here. I know they're listening. Okay, guys, I'm sorry.
It's right. Okay, but no, he is. That's true. He is. Usually we get a lot of the guys that are older and in retirement age.
Yeah.
Not so with John here.
Changing the subject just for a second. Supreme Court of the United States sides with the Obamacare. The subsidies are upheld. Just thought I'd pass that out to everybody. Okay, maybe that was a while ago. We got it out in the chat room. Okay. Mac, tell us about you.
Good morning, Carl. I'm the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and I came from Korea, South Korea. I was in the Air Force for 20 years. I served in Iraq, and then I went over to the University of Maryland, started teaching psychology, and then now I'm here. And that's about the short story of it.
Well, how'd you get here, though, in Reading? Because you weren't, I mean, if you were in South Korea... It's kind of like, did you just kind of pick a spot on the map and stick your finger there?
Oh, not exactly.
A lot of people have done that. Have come here. And the guy that owns the fly shop.
And then they find out how hot it is and go, oh, what? That was a bad needle I put in there.
They get there during wintertime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not originally from California. I have my girlfriend that was down in Riverside, and I reunited with her, a girlfriend of 18 years ago named Maria Zapata. And, we reunited and came
Viva
together.
Viva Zapata.
Yes. Yeah. We reunited and came together and then went job hunting and found some job prospects up here in Reading, and here I am.
So here you are. Now, have you had experience before in this kind of work?
Yes, sir. I was in human resources in the Air Force for 20 years, so I constantly was counseling on benefits, military benefits, education benefits. I did customer service. So I was always involved with the military community, dependents, retirees, and contractors as well.
Okay. You kind of stepped into a, hornet's nest. Yeah, let me say that, hornet's nest. You kind of stepped into a hornet's nest when
yes.
you got here because things were, of course, up in the air, you know, proposed lawsuits, you know, allegations,
right.
People being fired. I mean, you know, it was not a place to walk into.
Right. We have a lot of work ahead of us. I have some great core values dealing with technology. I'm great and a big advocate of technology for the department.
You mean like actually putting all the records onto like computers?
Yes, sir. That would be.
I read it in the paper something about the file cabinets were a bit of a problem for you.
Yes.
That many file cabinets.
Yes, they are.
Have you ever seen anybody file everything perfect? No.
No. Everyone has their own filing system, and trying to come behind someone and figure out how they were thinking when they filed that can be a challenge.
Right.
There was an A in that. There was an A in that name. Okay.
Yes, technology is a big component of my core values that I'm doing for the department. Moving all the many, many steel file cabinets that we have into an electronic database where it will help the efficiency of the department do their job better. It will help expedite customer support throughout the county. And also, it'll make everybody's life a lot easier. So I think that's the main thing that we're looking at. The second core component is professionalism in the department.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like professionalism and customer courtesies is something that I inherited over the 20 years in active duty in the Air Force. So I'm really instilling that type of morals and ethical code of conduct in the work center to be very strong and very prevalent. To those clients who come to our department. And then I also have an outreach program that I'm looking at. We're trying to reach out to different places with more visits to organizations, a lot more networking that we can do, and also reaching out places all the way out to Bernie, which is something that's sort of been on the wayside for a little bit, and we're trying to get back out there and talk to people and meet our veterans.
Well, you know, it's the North State. As you know, we're just full of veterans.
Yes,
some of them are out there pretty far for a variety of reasons.
Right.
Most of them, the statutes and limitations have run out, so they could be coming back closer here. But the the veteran service officers played such an integral part. And let's just face it, if we got close to 20,000 veterans here, and there's more all the time because, I mean, those kids, I say kids, but they're people of your age and all ages that are coming out of the Iraq this Iraq conflict. I mean, it's 13 years of war, and it's still going on.
Right.
This county is unique in that it's so big. I mean, we're 3,850 square miles. were huge.
Right.
And not everybody lives in Reading.
Right.
A lot of our, for lots of reasons, a lot of our veterans do live out in the far areas of the county, up in the north part of the state, up in Shingletown, the north part of the county, Shingletown,
right.
Over Burney, as you mentioned, Fall River Mills. There's a huge population of the elderly people who live out there, and our veterans population.
Right. And a little bit of the challenge for us is to make sure that we're reaching everybody in the county. We have 2 million veterans across throughout California, but then if you look at what we just did in Reading, we did $800,000 worth of claims just this month. So that says a lot about the money that we're pulling in for people.
Well, and that's the point I made earlier, because one of the things that we don't realize, Shasta County provides a lot of services in a lot of areas, and we reach the whole population, whether you live in a city or in the unincorporated area.
Right.
One of the things about the Veterans Service Office is the more people you have working there and the more veterans' needs that you can fill and get their services to them that they deserve, it's really good for Shasta County's income. And the business community, because that money all turns around right in this community. So if more veterans are getting what they've got coming, they're spending it right here. It's great for the economy.
Right. We have a huge population that we serve with the veterans, the widows of veterans. We do children of deceased and disabled veterans. We do parents who's lost a son or daughter in the military service. And we also do the friends, neighbors, and other concerned citizens of veterans. And then also we do questions with service connection disability. We do non-service connection disability, education benefits, life insurance, health care benefits, CalVet home loans. We also do burial benefits and upgrading discharges as well. So there's a huge amount of services that we provide there for the community, and we want to do more. And we never take the word no. We always bring everybody in, even if it's not part of our department and we don't do it directly, like homeless issues. We will still take those people in and give them the proper referral.
And make sure they get to where they need to be to fill the needs that they have, whether they're with your department or not.
Yes, ma'am, exactly.
Yeah, great outreach program. And it's important, because a lot of our veterans have issues beyond the veterans, things that are needed. But if we can interconnect between the city departments that help them in the city of Reading or the city of Anderson or up in the city of Shasta Lake. How many people do you have working for you now?
We have a staff of 8. There's all, and we're all getting our accreditation. We have people, we send our staff to certain departments with CalVet, and we, all of the counselors within our department have accreditation. So, and that's something that we really take very prideful in our department, that we have individuals who have went through proper training and accreditation to be able to talk to the advocates that are up with the Veterans Service Office, such as the American Legion or Veterans, the VFW, or those type of organizations that are acting as power of attorneys for people. So
they're a big assist there. I mean, to get
yes.
I think that's what happened when I came back, when just to even get all the paperwork done. I mean,
right,
American
right,
Legion
right,
did that, or AmVets, one
right.
of the two. So.
And doing claims is really really a touchy subject, and has a lot of legal terminology and medical terminology that a lot of veterans don't understand, and we sort of break it down for them. We bring them in, and we make it less cumbersome for the vets.
One of the issues that we hear about all the time, not specifically with this office, but throughout the veteran services, is the difficulty in processing claims and the time it takes from the time a veteran comes in to talk to somebody to the time that they actually get any kind of response. Part of that is the excessive paperwork, and if a form is not filled out right, it doesn't go anyplace.
Right, exactly. There are the Veterans Affairs Department is trying to, with new management over the years, they're trying to speed up processes. And things that normally have taken 6 to 9 months when we're doing claims or disability claims are becoming a lot more expedient in the system. Even DD-Form 214s that are being ordered for people, it normally says take 90 days, but actually we've been having reports that that's been coming in the very following week from the Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, you can get that on, and you can get those online. But
yes,
also, we got to take a break here. It also was just reported the VA, the number of cases that have extended over 30 days has just exploded into 7. You know, it's doubled the number than it was before.
Exactly.
So,
I did read
and,
that
and
article.
They've got like, and even though they've had like $900 billion thrown at it to try and fix it, it's, you know, it's once it leaves the capable hands of Mac and his people, it's got to go to a bunch of bureaucrats.
Exactly.
None of the big guys have ever even been fired. I think they may have fired one out of this whole brouhaha. So there's unfortunately, because it's up at the D.C. level, they totally misread the number of people that they're going to have to help.
Right.
By a large percentage, which is one of the problems we're having, people having to wait to get in to hospital clinics for, and this is for just for waiting to get into clinics, but. I can't help but think that it's also going to kind of somehow it has to hit taking those claims in. But you're saying the claims are coming in quicker?
We're seeing different things like FDCs as a fully developed claim, which goes a little bit more faster. And that's where the initial process is important, where we can gather evidence, medical evidence, mm-hmm. and so forth, and we can submit it completely developed. And if it's developed, it has a lot better chance of being more expedited in the channel through the VA. So it all boils down to how we're submitting it, and if we can get an FDC, a fully developed claim, mm-hmm. That can really assist the veteran with the speed of the process.
Great. Hey, our guest is John Mac McCraw, who is the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is about you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and his wife started this store right in the middle of the recession we had 6 years ago. It's been a huge success because of one thing: their work and customer service. Great gunsmithing, always having the guns that people want and the ammo that people desire and all the shooting accoutrements that you could possibly want. Bastiani Arms, located at 222-8222. They give veterans discounts there. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
She is my mama.
Lyle Lovett and his large band are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. This four-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for Logging Shake Oil. We have it in a 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations at the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the Reading office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Ooh. And we're visiting here this morning with Matt McGraw from the Veterans Service Office.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Linda's going to be down there on July 2nd.
Yes.
And that's next Thursday, a week from today. With Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, it's going to be another great evening down there in the air conditioning and super meal, Romance on the River right there with, I think it's got, well, it's steak and lobster for under $22. And, you know, you've had it. I've had it. It's just
a delightful evening.
It is.
If you don't have this on your calendar, you're really missing a bit.
It is. And, you know, that great music and you go out and dance and everybody has a good time there. But you need reservations. And so you need to call them at 243-3377. Ask for Romance on the River. Ask for seats up there so you can see. There's a lot of good seats, but, you know, the later you get in there, the further back you get.
And you really want to be up front and personal here. You can see what's going on and enjoy the ambiance.
That's super. Okay, that's next Thursday. It's July the 2nd, Wind River on Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Okay, John Mac McGraw, and we'll call him Mac, is our guest, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. He's talking about the things he wants to do, and technology, of course, being one of the big ones. Try and get all those. You know what? You almost got to do that. Get everything on a disk. So if anything does happen, you've got backups and all these things.
Yes,
have you found lost records, or have you seen that there's been lost records there?
Oh, no, sir.
Really?
My predecessor, Bob Dunlap, has done a really great job in building a very comprehensive filing plan and records. But it just seems that the things that we have with, you know, hard copy records, you take a label, you put the label on the folder, you stick it in a drawer and you pull it out, but then you turn to your computer and you see that things are being transmitted to the VA and you have everything in front of you. So why is it in hard copy next to you when you've transmitted the original to the VA?
Same reason that we read the paper.
Right.
It feels good. I can touch it. I can rub it on my body.
Right.
You know. Well, I mean, you can. I mean, yeah. That's what it's like. So. So you kind of sniff the paper.
Yeah. But let me not downplay that. I mean, it is a good idea that we have records in our department. So, and sometimes certain pieces of paper float through, and you need to put them in a file. So it's not. It's just there are better systems these days,
and it makes it more efficient.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And it does.
Sir.
And you can search for it a lot easier, and you put everything in there.
Exactly.
But that's very labor intensive to input all that information in that many file cabinets over a period of time. That takes just a lot of programming.
Right. And takes up space. We have a whole dedicated department room in there that's full of file cabinets. Well, so,
but there's people that, there's companies that take these records, and they'll scan them.
Yes.
They scan them into your databases. I mean, they just sit there and they just chew through it. Now, the fact that it's confidential information, maybe I'm part of it. I don't know how that would work, but
right.
For medical records people, they would go in and they would convert all their medical records into computer files.
Right.
So they would just start. I mean, just scan of stuff.
Right. Yeah, we definitely have a couple options on the tables, but we're also good stewards with the county's money. So we're looking at the most cost-efficient manner to do that in.
But doesn't the county get more money out of the if you look dollar for dollar, doesn't Shasta County, for every dollar that somebody gets from, a claim, they've been injured or they've got some kind of disability, and say they get $1,000 a month, that becomes $3,000 as it circles around. But the amount of money they spend is, it comes back like fivefold to the county for every dollar the county spends with you guys.
Yeah, the matrix on that it involves what they call work units. When we do a claim, we do it an audible claim, and then we get workload units awarded to our department for the money, and it just goes back to the previous amount I mentioned earlier, to $800,000 in claims this month for veterans. So we do a large amount of claims in that department, and we try to help people out.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes left. You're reaching out to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Have them come in. A lot of our young people coming back from the wars, they don't hook up with the VA at the clinic,
right?
And they probably don't come down and see you. How do you plan on reaching out to these guys and girls?
Well, we do referral for medical care, including inpatient and outpatient care, dental care, and post-traumatic stress disorder treatment. So we do a lot of referral.
How do we get that population to get in contact with you? How are you going to reach out to them?
Yeah, how are we going to get those guys?
Well, the technology doesn't stop at the file cabinets. It actually involves another idea that I'm working on, is an actual Facebook account. Can you imagine that?
There you go.
Facebook is a huge social media avenue to reach people, and that is something else that we're going to be working on. So we're going to have a Veterans Service Office Facebook account, and things like this radio announcement I'm going to put on there, and things like important links.
We're going to be running PSAs for that, trying to reach out to people, tell them, and the other thing too is, and you know this, is that when a person gets out of the military, they send, I think you get a message, at least the VA does, gets a message saying, hey, this guy or girl is coming back to your area.
Right.
So at least you have an address, and whether they come back or not,
they
may not, because it's like a home of record. Right?
And also our webpage, it's currently just one page. It needs to have points of contact, emails, address where people can click on and email us. I think contact us, as you always see on every webpage you go to, is a critical part of customer support throughout the county, and let me take that back, client support. I would like to say that's part of, I want to be able to, people, no matter where they are in the county, if they're 20 miles away or 30 miles away, they're able to come in and reach us through the web pages and through Facebook and so forth.
One of the things I would stress, and this drives me nuts when I go to any web page trying to get a phone number. I want a phone number. And it's always on most every website. It's buried about six pages deep.
We want you to do everything but call us.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not in there. You have to send an email. So on the front page is a good time. Good place to bear in mind,
a lot of these Korean War veterans and Vietnam veterans, they're not going anywhere near a computer.
Right. That's true.
But they listen to radio.
And a phone number where they can contact you. Because I agree with Bob. Interestingly enough, I spent half a day yesterday trying to get a phone number for something. And it becomes almost I'm going to find that phone number if it's the last thing I need today kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm the same way. It's good to have that human touch when you're trying to help people out. And also when you're reaching out to an agency.
Okay, Mac, what are your hours? Over there.
We were from 9 to 4.
Okay. Is there an hour stop at lunch? Or is it
We stop from 11:30 to 1 because we're closing. Our last clientele will be seen at around 11:30. And then we reopen at 1 o'clock, so 1 to 4.
Okay.
I can't resist that, because one of the things that when I was on the Board of Supervisors, we didn't do that.
Right.
And let me tell you why. We have a whole population of people out there who have jobs, who also need to see you.
Right.
And it was my philosophy, and I made this, nobody closed over the lunch hour. There wasn't somebody there to help that public, because do we just help those people who are on welfare and retired?
Right.
Or do we help those people who have a job and can't get there between 12?
And 9 to 4 means that when you get off,
you can't get there after work, and you can't get there on your lunch hour. When am I going to come see you?
Right. Good point.
This is a big one. When I was in office, the only office that was closed during that period of time, the 16 years that I was in office, was the county council's office. She didn't deal with the public, but everybody else had a presence.
Right.
They've changed that, and it's one of the things that irritates me, because it's just plain wrong.
It could just be, you're shifting your work hours around. Anyway.
Exactly.
Okay,
take a break.
Got to watch out when you come here, because you're going to have people tell you how to do your business.
Right.
Anyway.
Right, that's okay.
Okay, you're on Shasta Street?
Yes, sir. 1855 Shasta Street.
That's right. And, Mac, welcome aboard. We're really glad you're here. And we're going to have you back on a lot more times.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Look forward to working with you.
You bet. Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages in the news with talking about sex trafficking in this area with Lance Jacobs. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A victory for the President's Affordable Care Act as the U.S. Supreme Court upholds subsidies for Obamacare recipients.
In a 6-3 decision, the court upheld the legality of subsidies for the millions of people who signed up for health care coverage through federal exchanges. Of those receiving subsidies, 6.4 million people could have lost that aid because they signed up through federal exchanges rather than state-run exchanges. Writing for the majority, Chief Justice John Roberts said that Congress passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not to destroy them. Justice Antonin Scalia dissented.
That is SR's Wally Hines reporting. Critics of the subsidy say it amounts to an unfunded federal mandate, among them Twyla Braze, president and co-founder of the group Citizens Council for Health Freedom, and says the decision amounts to, in her words, a violation of the rule of law and a blow to freedom.
There are 37 states who could have been freed from Obamacare's mandates and penalties who will not now be free, and their employers will not be free from the mandates and penalties, and there will likely be fewer job opportunities and lower hours.
Also at SRNnews.com, wildfires still burning in California and sweeping through several dry western states for that matter near Los Angeles. County Deputy Fire Chief John Tripp says a fire there was first reported yesterday afternoon and spread very quickly under the current conditions.
Very quickly went up to a third alarm, which is a total of 22 engines. And then after that, we've brought in 8 strike teams from mutual aid from a number of the cities in Los Angeles County.
Evacuations have been canceled for around 1,000 people north of Los Angeles as a brush fire that had consumed about 350 acres was reduced to just some hot spots because of the hard work of the fire crews yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow doing well in early trading. Right now it's up 16 points, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles from 39 cents. Plus solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
U.S. consumer spending surged in the month of May with the biggest monthly increase in nearly 6 years.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased 0.9% last month after inching up a revised 0.1% in April. May's increase was the largest percentage gain since August 2009 as the positive impacts from the solid pace of hiring and cheaper gasoline are beginning to ripple through the economy. Personal income also rose 0.5%.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The latest Confederate monument to be vandalized this week is one in Richmond, Virginia. That one honors Confederate President Jefferson Davis. A spray-painted message of Black Lives Matter is visible on the statue today. It is one of several monuments across the country that have been vandalized since 9 black church members were killed in Charleston, South Carolina. Davis is buried in a Richmond cemetery. It's also the final resting place for 22 former Confederate generals. This is SRN News. Fiat Chrysler recalling 164,000 Jeep Cherokee SUVs worldwide to install shields to stop water from getting into the power rear liftgate controls.
The company says the recall covers the 2014 and 2015 model years. It addresses a problem that could cause a fire. Fiat Chrysler says it learned of one fire and found that water can get into the liftgate control modules on some Cherokees and cause an electrical short. No injuries have been reported. The company says it will notify customers when they can schedule service. In addition to the shields, Fiat Chrysler will replace control modules that have been exposed to water. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Subaru is recalling some 2015 vehicles to fix a software problem that could cause the automatic braking system to fail. The recall covers about 72,000 Outback, Legacy, Impreza, and XV Crosstrek models. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
The 25th of June. It's 8:06 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 85 degrees as we speak, and we're looking for a high of 112 today. Be ready. Mostly clear with a low around 76. And on Friday, we're going to look for 113.
Is that all?
And that's all. And then cooling off on Friday to a mere 106, 103 on Sunday, and then unfortunately bump it up to about 109 on Monday.
Wow.
It's going to be warm.
With the added fun of dry lightning storms around the valley.
Yeah, and we're hoping that that doesn't happen because they don't often bring any wet moisture with them this time of year.
No, they just bring... Yeah. Fun and games for our hot shots and smoke jumpers.
Yeah, it be careful, people.
Yeah.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, you know what? We'd like to make real clear. It's the weather report is brought by the Shasta Gas Propane because they don't want to even be associated with 113
degrees. With the weather, they're not responsible
degree.
For
That's
the
right.
weather.
No. Hey, you know one good thing, though, about you know when you have weather like this? You still sleeping okay?
I you know, that's the great thing about having a sleep number bed.
Well, you know, that's it.
Because you can get a good night's rest.
You know, there are times that if an elk killer doesn't start pawing the bed, I think I could have still been in bed this morning. But at a certain
I got
point,
no elk killer, and I almost was.
I almost stay in there. But I tell you, my sleep number setting is, I moved it up to a 50.
Oh, you're getting there. And mine's 55.
Your sleep number setting's 55. Well, I tell you, not only is Sleep Number rated the number one mattress in America by Consumer Reports, made in America, it's guaranteed. And now with the new Sleep IQ technology that helps you with ideas on how to sleep better by just giving little hints when you've got that, you know, if you've got that technology in your bed. And the only thing you have to do is sleep on it. It's not something you have to wear or anything like that. You know, it might say, hey, you know, you might want to change your numbers. You might want to adjust this. You might want to stop looking at the computer, you know, till 5 minutes before you go, before you turn off the lights, all those things. Great, great, great way of helping you sleep. And right now, you can get a Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology and save $500 to $650 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress set. But you can't do it unless you go down to the Target Shopping Center and look over there by the vitamin shop, and there it is, the Sleep Number store. Go in and see Brian or Janice or any of the professionals down there, and do yourself a favor. Lay down on the bed. And they will show you what your sleep number is. And I guarantee you, you're going to sleep better. I wouldn't be talking about it. Trish wouldn't be talking about it. How long have you had yours, Trish?
I've had mine over 10 years.
There
and,
you go.
And the, you know, to this day, if I walk in there, they still have me in the computer. You still get the discounts. Right. Excellent bedding opportunities.
They've got like a, I think they have a like a dual temp type of
mattress
cover that lets you sleep cooler and all that. So you've got to check all that stuff out. Sleep Number. Okay. Hey, our guest today. You know, we've had today David Silvano, executive editor of the Cigar Aficionado magazine. Guy travels all over the world and provides a great magazine out there. And then we had John Mac McCraw. And Mac, of course, the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Is this man fired up?
He is fired up.
Wow.
And a great I think that's going to be really good for the department. Some new fresh blood, and he's got some great ideas.
If I was Larry Lees, I'd start kind of looking over my shoulder. I mean that because he's got the cap. I think, you know what? I think Mac's got the capabilities of stepping up after Larry, you know, retires
you
in a year or two. I mean, that might be a guy to look at because he does have all the background. But he, you know, as soon as he said the hours and you jumped on his chest and, you know, the part where you his ear's bleeding, where you pulled his ear so hard, it just kind of separated from the side of his head.
He says he's going to do something about that, and I hope he does because I think that's an important point.
Yeah, and here's Joe. My office offered employees flexible schedules, and some came in an hour early, some of them normal time, another an hour late. And I think they need to do something
absolutely.
Like that.
Oh, absolutely, and they can. They can close their lunch
down.
Hours.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And that goes not just for the Veterans
Who
Service
Who gets an
office.
Hour and a half for lunch
that
anyway?
That goes for all of the departments
right.
in
Anywhere.
Shasta County. If you know, we are supposed to be providing services to everybody in Shasta County. If you got a job, give it up because you can't see a county employee because they're closed.
Yeah.
Well,
why are you still having meetings at 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning for the board of supervisors there, kiddo?
Well,
I mean, who gets to go to that except the ones who don't have jobs, retired, or people off the street that are just looking for a cool place to sit?
All good points.
All good points. Okay, which has nothing to do with our next guest.
It'll hold over from the last hour.
You know what? We're covering it all here. We've got, you know, Cigar Aficionado. We've got veterans. And now we've got Lance Jacobs, who is the, I guess you'd say, are you the CEO, the president of the Northern California?
One of the founders. There's
one
a group
of the founders.
Of us, yeah.
Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition.
That's right.
And how would you just say that?
Well, we just call ourselves NCAT, but you did a great description there, too.
And, you know, yesterday, by the way, yesterday we had on a dog trainer, Donald Hamilton. I don't know if you heard this or not. Donald Hamilton came out of East Oakland. Oakland. I mean, this guy's been shot. And he wanted to get out of East Oakland. But this guy is a dog trainer, superb. Mm-hmm. And he had his own place down in East Oakland. And he brought his 10 kids out here.
Wow.
He's 42 years old. He looked for a place to live between Corning and Medford and picked Redding. He's out in Happy Valley now on a 6-acre ranch.
With his 10 kids.
With his 10 kids and his animals and all the training and all these things. A great trainer. He was on yesterday. A great story. But a lady heard him talking when she's driving, and she pulls off the road, and she called us to get that number, and I gave her his number. And he goes over to her house yesterday and helps her with her dog. See, that's the kind of place this is out here. And I needed to talk about that just for a second because Lance is the kind of guy with his people that I have a feeling it's just going to be there. Tell us about your coalition.
Yeah, so we're addressing the trafficking reality that's really all over the United States. A lot of people, when you mention human trafficking, you immediately think about places like Cambodia, Thailand. And while it's true Asia has an issue with trafficking, the reality is we have human trafficking right here in our backyard. So what our coalition is seeking to accomplish is to open eyes, raise awareness, and really get our community organized to address trafficking. It's not going to be one group that makes the final difference. It's going to be about a multitude of groups coming to the table, coming around the table, working a plan, coming up with a plan. And so we've been up to this for, it's been about a couple years now. I would say 24 months ago, we were quite a bit under the radar, just word of mouth, talking to different leaders in the community about the issue, asking them, hey, what do you see here in Shasta County?
What do you see here in Shasta County?
We see quite a bit because really what we're talking about when you're talking about human trafficking, you're talking about sex for sale. So wherever there's sex for sale, you have people that are actually trapped in the life. And so I think a few stories I'll tell, and I'll try to be as concise as I can. But we had a gal that's working in social work land, and she started to ask some of her colleagues, hey, what is the trafficking issue looking like here in Shasta County? And predominantly her colleagues were like, that doesn't happen here. So she knew otherwise because she was actually part of a coalition in the islands over in Hawaii, and she understood what we're talking about when we're talking about human trafficking, that it's not just women in handcuffs being carted across borders or put on ships. That we're talking about prostitution. We're talking about people being pimped out. And But interestingly enough, on a walk, she's on a walk from her office. She's got an office here in the downtown area. Somebody drove by her, gave her a cat call, as in, "Hey, you look good," kind of cat call. She sort of turned around, like, didn't know what to think of. Am I feeling flattered now, or what was that? She kept walking. She had her earbuds in. She was listening to her iPod. And, well, you know, 20 seconds later, the same individual that gave her a catcall pulled in front of her in a white Escalade. Kind of a large guy, beautiful young gal, gets out of the passenger side of the Escalade and hands her a card and said, "Hey, if you ever want to do anything with that, just give us a call." As in, you want to do anything with your body, give us a call. We'll take care of you. And so she called me because we'd already been working together. Lance,
How long ago was this?
This is closer to a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Lance, I think I was just recruited. Like, I think a pimp just tried to pull me into his stable of women, and I don't know what to do. And I said, "Well, call our, we have a contact with RPD. I said, call our friend that's an officer down at RPD. Let him know the license plate. Let him know the make of the vehicle." And sure enough, they ran the vehicle, they ran the plates, and it's a vehicle from the Sacramento area. And so I just found it interesting that it was her that happened to, because her in social service land and her colleagues are like, "No, none of that stuff happens here." And she's like, so she's able to tell that story to her colleagues.
But she knew what to do too. We got to take a break.
She didn't know what to do.
And so she knew who to call, where a lot of people wouldn't. Like, you know, Trish, when you're walking down the street and they whistle at you like that, you wouldn't think right away to call.
No,
right?
I'd be flattered right off
okay.
the bat.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, because it's going to be 112 today, 112, and 113 tomorrow. So Alliance Heating and Air is somebody you probably need to know. And Martin and his people.
The air.
Oh, my gosh. Any type of cooling system he can work on, or his people can work on. And if it's an emergency, you got to give him a call, because he'll be out there for you. They treat you like family. They're all over the North State. But they're, you know, Martin, it's a better known business, and they take care of people and they do great work. Lions Heating and Air, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest is Lance Jacobs, who heads up the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition, and we're talking about stories. Yeah, it's right here in River City. We'll be right back. Ta-da.
Now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl Bott.
How are you today?
Well, I'm good. We're having better conversations off the air than we are on the air.
That is absolutely not true. There may be things said that are a little bit, you know, that you can't say. We were talking about the jail issue.
Yes, we were.
And but that's not, you know, that's something that's we have to discuss.
Okay.
At some point. And, well, I mean, we'll try and get Modi and Kehoe on, because there is another side to this thing. But I have some questions, too. And in fact, I talked to David Kehoe yesterday on the street about this. And he brought out something.
Is he willing to come in?
Oh, I didn't ask him that. The last time he came in, we were kind of restricted.
I know. He gave you a list of what you could talk about.
No, it wasn't that. I asked him to come on and talk about one thing. And he said all these people. And I said, you're right. This is what I said. Now, Les Ball came in right after him. There were no. I just asked Les to come on, and Les said, "Sure, I'll come on." And it was an interesting show. Yeah. A lot of people had questions here, but yeah, I'd love to get Leonard, and I've got to ask Leonard. I haven't even asked Leonard yet. I need to ask Leonard. Leonard, come on the show and talk to us about what's going on.
I would like
on.
To hear their side, because I do believe
there is a side.
There is another side to the story.
There is. Hey, you know, there's a lot going on, you know, on the 4th of July, but one of them is that Crown Motors is celebrating the 239th birthday of the United States of America with this great sale. But the other thing, too, is on the 3rd of July, I'm going to be there on a remote. Yes, that's right. And we're going to be talking not only to veterans, but we're also going to be talking to immigrants who have come to this country and have come here to live, work, and they've thrived. They're a success. And they've done it the right way. So, and what makes America great? You know, immigration, that people bring something here and they become part of us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking to them at Crown Motors on Friday, July the 3rd. So we invite people to come on down, say hello and sit there, have some coffee, all those things with us. And we'll just talk to as many people as we can to celebrate the 239th birthday of our United States. But Crown Motors is supporting us on this, and also they've just got any type of car you can imagine, new or used, that's going to be on sale there, everything. Okay, our guest is Lance Jacobs, the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. I just keep saying it because he seems like he's surprised every time I get it right. And so am I, because frankly, I can, you know, I'll screw up Trisha's name at least once during the hour. You were talking about stories here. Chief Rob Poletti, our reigning police chief, when he was here, and he's been here going on 3 years, one of the things he said is, yeah, we've got prostitution here, and people didn't believe him. Oh, we don't have prostitution here. And he goes, oh, yeah, we do. And he said, well, why do we have prostitution here? Why do we have prostitution here? Because there's a market for it here. And there, a lot of them are being brought in from Sacramento. In fact, there was a big bust, and it's still in the papers. Those guys brought up that girl, 16-year-old girl, And I'm sure you're familiar with this. And there's and they've just added more charges onto them.
Is there not a difference between prostitution and trafficking?
No, we would actually look at those as synonymous terms. The average age somebody enters into prostitution is, what statisticians say, is between 12 and 14 years old. And recent legislation, 2012, the CASE Act passed, a proposition that actually passed with unprecedented numbers, historical numbers. And that's legislation that's directly linked to the trafficking issue. And in essence, that language is wherever you have force, wherever you have fraud, wherever you have coercion around sex acts, you have human trafficking. So
specifically with a 12-year-old girl, because now you've got underage.
Yeah. And if that girl enters into the life at 12 and is still soliciting for sex at 21, in my mind, we're still talking about the same thing. Did that girl make a choice that was a good choice? Was she forced into that life? Was she frauded into that life? Was there coercion at all at play to get her into that realm of living? And so when you talk about solutions for human trafficking, you're talking about something pretty broad. You're talking about something pretty holistic. I bumped into a social worker that works up in Washington and let her know about the work we're doing. And she's like, Lance, we're challenged because I work in the foster care industry. And she said a lot of the girls that are underage, 14-year-old, 15-year-old girls, they look at prostitution as a dream.
There's a way out of
of a horrible lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a mentality of, wow, I can solicit for sex. I'm wanted. I'm making money. But the reality is, and what those girls don't know, is that that life is a life of violence. They're brutalized. There's violence there. There's clearly rape going on. If you look at prostitution in general, it's a horrible life. There's all kinds of pain, all kinds of trauma. You know, so you do have two sides where maybe there's individuals in that life saying, I want to be here. But I don't agree with that, first of all. Because if you really got into that woman's psyche, you would come to terms with the fact that she doesn't want that life. But there is the other hand where the case that you referenced a minute ago, that girl ran in broad daylight, help. I don't know if you know the story, but she was saying, help, get me out of here. This guy's locked me up against my will. And that's happening right here in Shasta County.
I'm going to flip back just a minute because but what kind of a mindset? Obviously, our foster care system needs some attention. You said it's a broad stroke approach that we've got going here. Yeah. If you've got young girls that are in a foster care situation whose life is so horrible, they look to prostitution as a better place to be.
Yeah.
Probably ought to be looking at their foster care
I've read this before too. Because what happens is they get into foster care, but they keep being bounced back and forth and all this, and they don't. And they need a sense of belonging. They need a sense of love. Mm-hmm. And you get a pimp out there that comes in and takes advantage of that. That makes he becomes that family for them. And then
someone
if
who
you
cares.
Love me, you're going to do this. And it starts out if I've. Things I've read
you're painting a perfect picture.
And then when they turn them out, it's and then it's too late.
Yeah.
But they still have this love of this guy.
Yeah.
But he uses them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say it's never too late. And there's so many stories of girls that have been in that life and wouldn't say initially I want out, who have gotten out, and there is transformation. I think what you're describing is who are the vulnerable in our midst, and that. You're talking about how do you fight human trafficking. I fight human trafficking every day by doing a good job with my daughters. So you can do – there's a lot you can do, and there's definitely a scale of getting involved. But who are the vulnerable population in our community, and how are we instilling value into people that may be vulnerable? And, what does recruiting young girls into this life look like? I think these are conversations that NCAT is trying to broach with our community.
Have you been able to go to high schools and talk about this? I mean, openly.
We have. We've done a couple events. I would say more in alternative high school settings. We're up at Pioneer High School, but we have great
people at risk. Pioneer, Oasis.
Yeah. Those are
Juvie Hall.
Yeah, we've got people down in the hall. What I was going to say is we've got a great partnership with One Safe Place and a great partnership with one of the local Rotary Clubs, and we're actually working right now on a project to do some education campaigns. So actually get before superintendents, get before teachers and staffs of schools,
All of the schools, though. Yeah. I would argue that you need to get into all of the schools, not just the ones that...
Exactly. I would agree. Continuation. Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, we're going to need to take...
And that's our goal.
We're going to need to take a quick break. We're talking... one of the reasons I talked about the guy and the dog training and all this, too, is the lady said, I said, well, you know, I said, tomorrow we're having, we're going to be talking about sex trafficking. She only heard the sex thing. She said, I've had enough, you know, hearing about sex. And I said, no, sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And her comment was, here?
Yeah.
Here in Reading? I said, oh, yeah. So, I mean, people don't
realize
this.
So they come
this.
Up from East Oakland and they think they're moving into this county that doesn't have all those issues, and we just don't have them. Out on the forefront, but we got them all.
Oh, no, they're here because we're on the corridor. We're on the drug corridor, and if you're on a drug corridor, you've got people coming in and out. It's easy for them. And then, like we said, it's it covers the whole thing. It's not just people duct-taped in the back of a van heading south. It's, you know, people you probably see them right here in the streets. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. We're with, of course, Trish Clark and Lance Jacobs of the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. We'll be right back.
Of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning. 86 degrees out there, going up to 112. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, with a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. But plus, it's air-conditioned. You can walk right in there, sit right down, and you can catch up on your magazines. If you want to just catch up on what's happening in town, it's the Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark. Here's on my Thursday. Linda's got, actually, she's, Molly Kidd is doing Linda's show for the summer, but Linda's on tonight, and she's talking to a very interesting person. Motivational speaker, lady of African American descent here that has come out of some really tough times. But is extremely interesting. So she'll be on tonight with Linda. And, of course, Trish here is always here. I mean, our new veteran service officer walked out scratched. Just by asking questions. It was great. Okay.
Hey, look,
you know what? He looks like he's going to be a barn burner, and I mean that in a good sense. Okay, we're here with Lance Jacobs, who is one of the founders of the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. We're talking about there is prostitution here, and that is part of the sex trafficking is prostitution. You may just think it's tying people up and taking them across, you know, across the borders, and they're locked into rooms and all this, but it's not. It's, you'll see prostitutes on the street. It's part of that. Mm-hmm. One of the things we talked about during the break is there's a demand. If there's a demand, I mean, what happens then? I mean, will it ever go away? They say prostitution is what the oldest profession in the world.
Yeah, so when we're addressing trafficking and we're creating solutions, really the goal of NCAT is to eradicate human trafficking here in Shasta County. But to eradicate human trafficking, you're talking about quite a bit. Solution is holistic. There's a lot of steps needed. And currently, I'm not convinced that Shasta County is a hard market for when we're talking about sex for sale. Do we have a soft market? Is there a great demand here? Are people purchasing sex? One of the FBI agents that we work with actually told a story where he was talking to a pimp, and I wish I could have heard this story, or this conversation. It sounds awkward, really. He's asking this pimp about how he does business, and he said, "Listen, if I get my girls into Shasta County, I can do whatever I want." And so our FBI agent's like, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, you guys aren't organized. I can move my girls. I can move my product any way I want to." So the reality is that we have friends in Reno that are doing great work in addressing trafficking, friends in Sacramento that are doing great work in addressing trafficking. And they tell us there's a triangle that just moves from Sacramento up through Shasta County.
I believe that.
Over to Reno.
And if there's an event, like Cool April Nights, they come in, they kind of flock in, like for any event where there's a lot of people.
Yeah,
and I've heard this before, how they move them, they're moving them around, the girls. I know that they would do that in a variety of other places.
Is that because that perhaps is, we have an issue with jail space, we have an issue with law enforcement. Is that not a high priority for our officers here?
Well, I think it's becoming a priority, and I think that's the process NCAT's in the middle of, and that is bringing awareness, helping the community's eyes open to what we're talking about when we're talking about trafficking. When we're talking about trafficking, we're talking about sex for sale. Wherever people are purchasing sex, you're feeding the trafficking reality. Somebody is there against their will. We've encountered several stories in our short two-year span of those kind of instances where girls were held against their will, girls were being brutalized, girls were in a life that was full of violence, being raped, making decisions, doing things that they didn't want to do. So let's... giving away sex and not getting money for it. There's this kind of this romanticized idea about prostitution that they're living high on the hog and making tons of money. That's not reality. We had a friend right downtown, right here, right down by the Jiffy Lube near that old motel right before it hit South Market.
Yeah.
And
it's one of the finer parts of town.
This is a real story where he actually just felt impressed to come talk to this gal just to encourage her. He had no idea what he was stepping into. She was walking in front of this motel. She was beelining it away from him. Once she got out of eyesight, she said, "Listen, you can't be talking to me unless you're going to buy." And he's like, "What are you talking about? I don't even buy what?" And she said, "You see those guys up there? Listen, I'm not here because I want to be. They know where my son is. I'm from San Diego County. I'm being held against my will. You need to either do something, buy, or get out of here because you're going to get me in big trouble." and she had fear in her eyes. She'd been being brutalized, and he had no idea what to do. So he walked away dumbfounded, freaked out. If you ever come across that kind of situation, you call 911. So I was making a point earlier about our law enforcement agencies. No, their eyes are opening, because what Prop 35 did was it decriminalized prostitutes. So our kind of American standard is prostitutes are criminals.
Okay, Prop 35 was the one that made...
That's the CASE Act that passed in 2012 by crazy record-breaking numbers in terms
of...
Yes.
The one and that's the one we fought against here. And, I mean, everybody, all the chiefs, police, everybody was fighting against this because was this the one that made felonies or dropped them down to misdemeanors or something like this?
No, we're talking. This is the trafficking proposition.
So, oh, okay.
This is a different one. Because,
okay, yeah.
The CASE Act. So we're talking. I may have given the wrong number. Forgive me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
But yeah, we're talking about trafficking and the legislation within trafficking to basically stop criminalizing prostitutes and call them what they are, and they're victims. They're people that are trapped in a life. And so this woman.
How about the Johns? Is that a criminal act? Because they used to walk.
I would actually love to make that a point of emphasis. I haven't heard a lot of conversations there.
You don't address that demand.
It's not going to go away. And when a guy that's purchasing sex or soliciting for sex understands, wow, there's a girl trapped in a life that she may not want to be in, and I'm actually feeding that life, I think that guy makes different decisions personally. I think when people understand that pornography actually feeds the sex trafficking industry, people start to think differently about the choices they're making. So, yeah, addressing demand, eliminating demand, awareness in terms of our community's eyes opening to what trafficking actually is, how our law enforcement community treats people that are trapped in that life, and then what we can do on the restoration side when we come across victims of trafficking, what services are going to be in place to bring restoration to that individual. And if those services include safe environments, if those services include job skills training, if those services include therapy, you know, there needs to be quite a bit. And one plug I'll make is we have a resource network, the Beacon Resource Network, that if anybody wants to contribute to helping girls trying to get out of the life, when we encounter somebody, usually law enforcement will say, hey, we've encountered somebody, can you help? And we've got a whole cache of people, from lawyers to people that just want to give money to people that will help with food, clothing. So that's the Beacon Resource Network. And you can jump on that by just going to our website, which is ncatcoalition.org. So,
okay, it was Proposition 35. Yeah. And this went after the pimps, and it went after the people that were getting money. And so that, you know, they have to register sex offenders if they've been found guilty and all these things. I don't see anything in there about the decriminalizing the prostitution, but I can see where it would be on something like this, because they can testify. They cannot be – it says in here they cannot be prosecuted if they testify, because for doing prostitution, or if they're testifying against their
pimp.
Yeah.
And the language there is force, fraud, coercion.
Right.
So wherever there's been force or fraud or coercion for somebody to enter into soliciting for sex, that would be where we say, okay, that individual has been victimized. They're a victim. They're not a criminal. Yeah, they've been pulled into that life. And anybody who's underage doesn't even have to be forced into life for it to be an instance of trafficking. So,
well, so there's numbers you can call right here in town then.
We have great partnerships with One Safe Place, our local domestic violence shelter. But again, if you see something that's suspicious, just call 911. There's a growing partnership with the law enforcement community. We have a great partnership with the DA's office. They're actually in the middle of executing a beautiful training in January of 2016 that'll be focused on the law enforcement community and service providers, helping people in leadership understand what screening for victims would look like, and then secondly, what it would look like to collaborate services, get wraparound services in place in our community. So that the
people that are doing intake for social services and all of those different places, if they're trained to spot this,
yes,
they could be the one that picks up on that person. That's
absolutely. And we've got, again, great partnerships across the board. Met with the director of our juvenile hall. We had a great conversation about what trafficking looks like. He's like, oh yeah, that happens. We would use different language than trafficking. And so, but again, how service providers would recognize, oh, we've got an instance of trafficking here, because a lot of times girls aren't saying help. In many instances, girls aren't saying, get me out of this life. In many instances, like you were mentioning earlier, my pimp loves me. You know, he loves me.
He's the only one that does.
Yeah.
And we're talking about how young girls get into this, and because it's their first family experience, that's really there's love for them, or at least it appears to be love for them.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you know, they're able to transfer that emotion into they can do anything for them.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what, we need this for our family. And, you know, I mean, it's just insidious. We got to take a break here. And we'll be right back. It's, you know, to me, it's, and we talked about during the break, A Pretty Woman, with whatever her name is, Julia Roberts. And painted the life of a prostitute. Oh, her girlfriends are all cute and happy, and she's cute and happy. And it didn't show people that coming up and beating her up, raping her, doing horrible things to her. Instead, she meets a millionaire who falls in love with her, and everything, you know, ends up great. You know, frankly, you know, there's little girls out there and older girls and boys that see this and believe it. They believe this can happen to them. Yeah. And, you know, I've known a variety of people, including a madam out of San Diego. And she would recruit college, you know, graduates and wives for hers and set up dates for them. But, she also spent 4 years in jail, too, afterwards. But the thing about it is that a woman forced to do something or a girl forced to do something when they don't know any better. I mean, this is slavery at the very least. It's slavery, and it's child molestation. It's terrible. And the only way you're going to end this is one, put enough pressure on the pimps bringing it in, or enough pressure on the people that buy it.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Let your adventure begin at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Alaskan Cruise Adventure Swipe to Win. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or an Alaskan Cruise Adventure for two. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Thursdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or an Alaskan Cruise Adventure for two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances. From the blue ice of massive glacial fields to the stunning grandeur of the scenery and wildlife, everything in Alaska is big, bold, and absolutely breathtaking. This is your opportunity to take the adventure you've always dreamed of. Drawing every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Final drawing Tuesday, June 30th, where you could win an Alaskan Cruise Adventure for two. Plus, $1,000 in cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Adventures are better at the river.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hey. It's Thursday, and it's 86 degrees. We're looking for 112.
And, you know, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And, you know, it's going to be 112, and tomorrow maybe 114, and it's weekend hot. So what do? Why don't you go down to Holiday Harbor and ask them what kind of boats they have? Because I tell you, we did it last week, and I can't tell you how great it is. And right now, for the month of July, when you're starting in the month of July, they're going to have a 25% off special for all 2015 summer rates on select models during that month. Shasta Lake has still got lots of water in there. I mean, it's still lots of water in there. Mm-hmm. And it's in, you know, it's a staycation. You can go there. You can get a patio boat. You can get a houseboat. You get to cool off. You can just lay in the water. You know, just lay in there and just lay there. And it's cool, and
sure,
you can barbecue.
Sure, and wear sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, sunscreen, but it's a great, great time. They got it all there. Holiday Harbor. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. Let's use our lake. You know, we've this is interesting. This is the first time Lance has been on, and Lance Jacobs, who heads up the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition, and you said I'm passionate about it. I am passionate, and I'll tell you why. I have a 12-year-old granddaughter. She is, I mean, my son... is a U.S. Marshal, and he is fanatic about this stuff because he sees it all the time. Mm. He chased a pedophile three states and arrested him. I mean, from three states. Some guy that chatted up this girl on the internet, 30 years old, takes this 14-year-old girl, leaves from Albuquerque, and they put Vince on it. Vince chased him across New Mexico, Texas, into Arkansas, and catches him. The guy resisted arrest.
Oh. Bad thing to do.
That's a bad thing to do. My, yeah. Anyway, but I see my 12-year-old, and I, you know, and he wouldn't even let her wear like these little blingy, you know, he's not going to let her get older than she is. And you see this out there. You'll see 12-year-olds, you'll see 14-year-olds. These kids look like they're 5 years older than they are. Mm. For whatever reason, we think this is a good idea in our society. But I think about that 12-year-old being snatched, and you see all these people that are gone. We talk about prostitution. There's a big story right now in this little town called Chillicothe, Ohio. Six women missing. They have found four of them dead. What's the one thing they all had in common? Prostitution. Prostitution and drugs. So, and if you have one, you may have the other. So when you see things like that, you think, oh, that can't happen here. Well, Chillicothe, Ohio, small town, smaller than we are, didn't think it could happen either.
Yeah. Remember Green River? That had a lot of those women terrified.
So I'm looking at Craigslist right now, and it's I'm not going to tell you where I'm finding on it, except that it's just entry after entry after entry for woman looking for a man, all these different things they're saying in there. And you're saying that's not even the... Craigslist is passé now. There's other places. So
yeah, and that's a piece of the puzzle. But what people don't see inside of that portal is there's usually a pimp on top of all those interactions. So there's actually somebody working that. And oftentimes violence is involved. Coercion is involved. So there is a bigger story at play. When guys solicit for sex, when people purchase sex, you have to stop and think, am I actually entrapping somebody? Am I fueling the sex trade with my sexual addictions and my sexual brokenness? And most people just don't think that way. But reality is, wherever you have sex for sale, you have trafficking. So our goal, part of one of our direct goals, is we'd love to make a hard market here in Shasta County. Can sex for sale not flourish in our community? And so that's a pretty broad campaign. That would include us talking to every level of our community. From kids to adults to leaders to concerned citizen members, we just want our community's eyes to be open. So,
well, you know what, and you know what, the community's small enough and tight enough it could do this.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
And the fact is that, you know, you're never going to do away with the requirement for it. Okay, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you stories. You know, on my motorcycle, some guy drives up next to me from Idaho, right here in town, and says, "Hey, Where's the topless bar in town?" And I looked at him, and I looked, and I said, "This is Redding, California." And he goes, "Oh,
Yeah.
I said, you have to go to Chico. Head down to Chico. I think they're down there. But, I mean, it's always going to be there. But we can fight it here.
We can.
And
I think,
but it's a matter, I think it's a matter of education. The things you're saying here, people don't think in their mind. They think, okay, I can I'm going to go buy sex. They don't go through that whole process that this is some 12-year-old girl that's being forced to put this up for sale. Yeah. I think you're right. A lot of guys that are would rethink that whole thing if they realized the whole picture.
So awareness is key. I have the hope. Actually, my conviction is that it is going to go away, because I've seen a generation emerging that is connecting the dots and that's thinking beyond their own personal, I want to please myself with this sexual addiction reality, whether it's porn or actually buying sex. I can see where this goes. Porn fuels the sex trade. You know, gin and tobacco back in the 1800s and sex now. And the numbers, the numbers are beyond what the transatlantic slave trade was in the 1800s. The numbers now for those that are trapped in a life of slavery, I mean, they just eclipse those numbers.
Right.
So our product now is sex. So I think getting people whole, talking through with people regarding their own issues, like why do you objectify women? Women are not objects. Women are not animals. The sexualization of our culture, starting to address some of this stuff, things that the media...
Rap music, misogynist types of lyrics where women are pieces of meat. I mean, you look...
absolutely.
But you look at advertising and all those things. They're advertising a game on TV, one of these video games, the one... What is that one, Bob? I know you play it. And it's got Kate Upton in it. And here she is.
You're talking about the Grand Theft Auto series.
No. Well, that one too. But this one is about, it's something about war and, you know, building, you know, like ancient war. And here's Kate Upton.
Oh, God of War. Yeah.
She's selling this, and she's got a dress on that barely contains her assets. And then she's riding a horse, bouncing up and down. And I'm thinking to myself, now, what are they selling? What's the name of this game? I mean, but
great point.
Anyway,
great point.
You know, bottom line. You guys, we're all talking about this in every subject that we have. This country, as a whole, and just cut to the chase, has lost our moral compass.
Yeah.
When all of this stuff, the political correctness, anything goes, if you feel like doing it, all of that stuff boils down to getting back to the basics. We have to start with our young children, reinstilling family values, get back our moral compass, where there's a right and there's a wrong. This is wrong behavior.
It's good. Yeah, and we just got to
go back to the basics in this country.
Well, none of us would that our daughters, our sisters, or our mothers would be in these situations. None of us would that. None of us would desire that. None of us would say, yeah, that's...
But how many families do we have out here that don't have that kind of thinking parent, doesn't have a father involved, has a mother, an unwed mother with three or four kids, all have different fathers, there is no father figure, there is no family circle. Yeah. We've lost our moral compass. Yeah. We've got to start focusing on right and wrong and consequences. Until we do that, none of these situations are going to go away.
We've only got a couple minutes left. I just remember they had this great advertisement about this woman that was a very pretty young girl, and after 10 years on meth, what she looked like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe it's that same kind of thing. Here's a young girl that, now this is after 10 years of being a prostitute. Yeah. This is what happens because of drugs and all the abuse. But, okay, we've got like a couple minutes left. Tell us how to get a hold of people. Tell us what, you know.
What we can do each individually in Shasta County to help you.
I think the biggest thing any one of us can do is what you were mentioning earlier, and that is what are we doing to instill value in people? There's a vulnerable population. What are we doing to surround that vulnerable population? Who in our sphere of influence would be vulnerable to a pimp's overtures? And that is the way the story goes. A young man, old man, doesn't matter, comes into a young girl's life and basically sells them on I love you. And then that relationship changes very fast to where she's a part of his stable of women. And so how do we instill value in the young ones around us? How do we surround them with value, with courage? That's a big one. I think the other thing is the Beacon Resource Network. If you have a skill set in our community and you can provide services pro bono that'll help us in this continuum of care, please reach out to us. And that's just hit our website, which is NCAT NCATCoalition.org.
Phone number?
NCATCoalition.org. Just hit our website, and that's a great one. And if you ever see something that you're concerned about, please call 911. And also, and also One Safe Place is a great partner here.
One Safe Place. By the way, Gene King's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Gene.
Yeah, happy birthday, Gene.
I do want to throw out the shameless pitch, just that we are looking for community leaders to come around the table. We want to coordinate services, and we want to have a pipeline of services available. So
I think maybe we can help you with that, and we'll do what we can. All right.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate
Jacob,
it.
Thanks.
Good information great awareness.
It is. We need this more, and we'll have you back on again. Tomorrow, Nigel Skeet, the photographer for the 50, you know, for the homeless rock stars, is going to be our guest. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Supreme Court has yet again saved Obamacare. Jubilant supporters of the health care law rally outside the high court following today's decision.
In a 6-3 ruling, the justices said the subsidies that millions of people currently receive to make health insurance affordable are legal under Obamacare. It's the second major victory at the Supreme Court for President Obama and keeps intact the president's most significant domestic achievement. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Anthony Kennedy sided with the court's liberal justices to preserve health insurance for millions of Americans. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Today's ruling won't change the skyrocketing costs and premiums, deductibles, and co-pays that have hit the middle class so hard over the last few years.
Obamacare foe Twyla Braze insists that not all hope is lost.
What's next has to be the...